We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And no surprise, the show has gone global once again.
Oh. Okay, what are we doing?
Because I was just informed that our own Jose and Alexis did a video which got over 2 million views online.
What video?
Is this the elbow one?
We talked about it briefly before. It's called the hashtag balance challenge.
Where I guess, like, what secret video have you taken of us?
You challenge yourself to get up off your elbows.
Yeah.
Like you're down on all fours and you need to.
And men can't do it.
It's
right.
Crazy. Yeah. I've seen so many people try this.
It's crazy. No one can get
it's
on their knees.
Blowing.
It's the simplest activity, and we somehow turned it into a challenge. Anyway, for some reason, the video got shared onto some Facebook circles in India, and that's where it blew up.
Yes,
so now Jose and Alexis are huge in India.
Dude, that's awesome.
Bollywood, here we come.
They love you guys over there right now. In fact, there's a morning radio show in India called Delhi Delhi, hosted by RJ Naveed, whose bio says he's crazy insane. Which I thought were the same thing, but I guess you need two words to describe just how crazy he is. He also says he's fun and mad.
Oh! Those are opposite things.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think being mad is very fun.
He's joined by his co-host named Radio Murchie. Oh. And then to round out the group is a dude named Yadon Kai Idiot.
Oh. That's me.
We could put idiot at the end of any of our names.
Yeah.
That whole show has cooler radio names than we do.
Yeah. I wanna listen.
But
already.
Why are we talking about them? Did they share the video too, or is that why?
They have offered to fly Jose and Alexis out to India so you two can do the balance challenge live on their show.
That's a long flight, dude.
I think you should go.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, you guys up for that? You guys want to fly to India?
I'd be into it. Oh. I would love it.
Jose, did you ever dream that you'd become internationally famous one day?
Yes, I did.
For being athletically challenged?
No, not for that.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. It's a good day today.
Oh, congratulations.
Jose Idiot out.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go check out that video. It's up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook. It'll blow your mind.
Oh,
mind-blowing science.
Yes. Speaking of blowing minds, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jeff Man Purse DeBow.
Hey, all right.
I encourage a man purse.
I could totally see you with
one. They're like hot and trendy, aren't they?
Dude, the thing is, women don't want to hold your guys' crap anymore. Like, get your own purse. My husband's always like, hey, will you hold this? Will you put this in your purse?
True.
I'm like, no. Get your own.
That's why cargo shorts were invented.
Yeah, that's true, bro.
No. The all-useful cargo shorts. No. Highly recommend. No. Anyway, I'm going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Most people know Kate Upton as the famous Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. But I am a genius, and I know her as the great-granddaughter of the inventor of one of the most important machines of all time.
Whoa.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
she's rich.
I am a genius, yes.
Okay. No.
Frederick Upton was the founder of the Upton Machine Company, which produced one specific invention that made people's lives tremendously easier on a day-to-day basis.
Wow.
It's a machine we've all used before. You might even own one in your own home. Now it's sold all over the world. What machine was Kate Upton's great-grandfather responsible for creating?
Why do all the beautiful people also have to be, like, filthy rich?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no,
like, it'd be one thing I thought she maybe earned her own money, but no, just nepotism at its best.
Cream rises to the top, Brooke.
Oh, my God.
All right, so great-grandfather of Kate Upton, meaning this has to have been invented...
Turn of the 19th century, or 20th century?
Yeah, like the early 1900s, late 1800s.
I have an idea, because of the way Jake said, you may have it, right? And you're like, so this is not everyone has, it's not a microwave.
You're
anything.
Thinking air fryer.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really good, but way back in the day. No, everyone has always drank coffee since the beginning of time. What if he helped invent, like, an espresso machine?
Oh, coffee.
Or a coffee maker. But a coffee maker, I think a lot of people have. An espresso machine is a little different.
It's interesting. We just had a shock collar question where a coffee maker was the answer. Maybe we're doing a whole week of coffee making trivia.
I am a genius. That would be sneaky.
It's good. Oh, yeah. It was put into a car, the coffee maker.
That was it. Yeah.
Okay, so we're thinking about other inventions around that time.
When did printers come around the world?
No.
What?
At that time, they were still like printing newspaper on the big. What block printing? Is that what they called it? Where they put all the letters into a big.
That was Brooke's first job. She was like, oh,
what's it called, Brooke?
Let's get the question one more time.
Frederick Upton created an invention that has made life much easier for almost everyone on Earth. I would argue it's one of the most important inventions of the 20th century. Ooh. The Upton Machine Company still produces this machine, although the company name has changed over the years. What machine am I talking about?
Alexis may be onto something, though. Instead of printers, what if it's a typewriter?
Hmm.
And some people still have them in their house. They're like hipster things, you know, like
Didn't
record.
He say like almost everyone has
record
one?
He said you may have one in your house.
He said you may have one and everyone has used one of these.
Yeah, I haven't used a typewriter.
I've never used it.
You don't think like microwave wasn't until the 50s, right?
And we all have one.
Dishwasher. Anything that would make life easier at that time.
Dishwasher.
But I don't know what kind of plumbing they were working with in the early 1900s.
Just like a washing machine.
It could be. I feel like the dishwasher came first, but I could be wrong. I mean, we're all sticking to like kitchen household things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kinda
you know,
stuck.
But that's what you feel like you would find in your home.
Like every day makes your life easier.
Yeah.
Unless
if you may own one, then it would be in your home, right?
Right.
I kind of like what we're saying about washing machines. I want to go with
dishwasher or clothes washing machine.
Like a clothing washing machine, an automatic clothing washing machine.
Okay. In 1911, the great-grandfather of Kate Upton, Frederick Upton, created one incredible machine on a small scale, but the invention quickly grew in popularity due to how easy it made one everyday task.
Okay.
Wow. Later, the Upton Machine Company grew and also had a few name changes, then ended up being called the Whirlpool Company, which is famous today for producing and selling washing machines.
Yes!
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 We got there! What a victory!
Amazing.
Wow. I'm never going to look at Kate Upton the same again.
I know.
To say, hey, you little washing machine heiress.
Since we got it right, that means Digital Jake has to take the shock today.
Wow,
and he's going to be singing Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Dun. Another one bites the dust.
Queen cover band.
I love it.
All right. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.